this is the coordinating committee meeting of the board. Today is Wednesday, August 27th, 2008. It's 8:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm Jack Van Aken, chair, and this meeting is hereby called to order. I will go ahead and call the roll as we wait for our secretary to arrive, who informed me she's on the way. Bonnie Simmons.
Yes, sir.
Lonnie Hicks. Not here. Ambrose Lane may show up. Sophia Wangaza.
Here.
Sarv Randhawa. Talked to Sarv yesterday. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Nicole Sawaya. Not here. Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jack Van Aken is present. Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Wendy Strell.
Here.
And Mary Berg is on her way. Would anyone like to serve as timekeeper?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Bonnie will serve as timekeeper. Did someone just join us?
Yeah, Ambrose.
Oh, Ambrose, great. Ambrose is here. We're just appointed Bonnie as timekeeper. And we can move on to, whoops, I didn't include approval of agenda on the agenda, but I better put it there now. Let's look the agenda over. Item two, agenda for in-person meeting in D.C. I gave it 30 minutes. Then the affiliate director's election, that item needs to be decided ASAP. We can get moving on it. And then I have an update of the backlog of PMB minutes and I'll schedule next meeting. Are there any suggested amendments to this agenda?
Chair?
Yeah, Nia?
I just have a question.
Sure.
Would this be the committee to discussing making, like, lowering the quorum for certain committees? Because now that the membership has been expanded, it's getting a little difficult to meet quorum sometimes. Would this be the committee to discuss that?
Well, it would really, in my view, it would really be governance.
Okay. Jack?
Yeah, Sherry?
I remember when we passed, when the PMB passed a rule allowing some committees to have additional members because of the delayed election from WBAI, that because they had extra members, I remember that when we passed that motion, that the old quorum maintained, not the expanded one, because otherwise the issue raised at the time was that committees would then have problems meeting. Does anybody else remember that?
Why don't we put this item on the agenda, just acknowledging it might be an overlap with governance. Is that okay, Nia?
Yes, that's fine.
Should we put that early on?
Yeah, because it's quick.
Yeah, so maybe we'll put that as 1A so that we can slip it in, maybe give it 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. 1A will be quorum on committees. And we'll give it 10 minutes. Any other amendments to the agenda? Okay. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I move to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to the approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. And we will move on to 1A, quorum on committees.
I'm sorry, was it 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes for this. Nia, do you want to introduce item?
Yes. A couple of committees, it's taking us a long time to meet quorum, long in terms of the hour, and some we're not meeting at all. So I don't know if this is the place to make a motion to have them, well, like Sherry said, they're still working on my thing here. If Sherry could find the motion, if it in fact says that, then I would be satisfied with that. Then I could just remind the committees, or I could forward to them the actual motion, if that's what it says. So that would solve the problem. If not, then I'd like to move that the quorum be the original, if that's allowed. I don't know if that's allowed or not.
I have a question.
Okay, Wendy, go ahead.
And Sherry.
This must have happened when I was in the hospital. Why is it that the PNB decided to add a bunch of extra people to the committees?
This was because there was a controversy over new directors coming on from BAI and a new director coming on from WPFW. Mm-hmm. And we had a split on the board over whether to reopen all of the seats for committee election or whether to just open up the seats where there were vacancies due to directors leaving. And there was sort of a compromise solution proposed by Rob Robinson that was it up to two directors or any committee, I think?
Yeah.
And I don't remember anything about quorum remaining the same. Is that what you're saying, Sherry? That quorum
I remember
was...
that because of the discussion, and part of the hesitancy was this very thing. That, well, there were two reasons for the hesitancy. One was that larger committees don't function as well as committees that, you know, had a member from each signal area plus whatever the other additions were. And the second one was that larger committees would have a harder time making quorum. And so I remember, or I think I remember, that the board then agreed to it but said that the original quorum would be the measure of the committee. Otherwise, they'll never get quorum, which is what Nia's experiencing now, I understand.
Okay.
Mary Berg, I came on. Did you already get the quorum? Or?
Yeah, I ran back.
I got through as fast as I could.
Okay.
Yeah, I really apologize, Mary. I somehow dropped you off at coordinating.
How'd you drop me off? I was supposed to be the secretary.
I don't know. It was not intentional.
That's worse.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
much worse.
Yeah, Ms. Chairman, this is Sarv.
Sarv, you're here. Oh,
yeah,
great.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to make a comment, or are you just telling me?
I just got on board. I don't know what to
do. So wait,
okay.
Did you already have a quorum before I got on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so someone took a roll already.
Yes.
Yes.
I presume I'll be taking the minutes since I'm.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you who's here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, is it on the call?
Yeah, it's on the call.
I'll get it.
I can send you a list after the meeting.
As long as it's on the audio.
That'll be more efficient.
Yeah.
Anyway, the problem is, Sherry, if you're not right, I mean, if you're wrong, then we don't take any action, then we will have missed an opportunity. But we don't really know. I mean, I don't really remember that. Does anyone else remember what Sherry recalls?
I'm afraid I don't.
I don't recall.
May Sarv and I understand what.
I don't know.
Yeah. See, there's when we added new members to additional members to the PNB committees. Did we state in that motion that the quorum would remain the same?
No, in the motion it doesn't state that.
We did not.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Why
it might have come up in the discussions. Because I know, you know, in personnel we added two members, and it's just that when you have more people it becomes harder to make quorum, and we started having trouble making quorum.
I'm missed this time.
Okay, I think Sherry, I had you on the stack, and
okay.
then so
right.
I'll call on you, but then Sarv, who hasn't spoken,
okay.
asked me. So go
All
ahead,
right.
Sherry.
So I simply remember that discussion. And if it's not part of the motion, part of the hesitancy on many board members was that exact problem, that then the committees would be unable to complete any of their work because there are so many committees and many people are busy with other things in their lives, that you know, now NIA can't get a quorum for audit, or so the board then is paralyzed or hampered in being able to complete the selection of the auditor process, and it's just crazy. And I would propose a motion that for those committees that absorbed additional members, that the quorum required for those committees remain as it was before the addition of the members.
I'll second that motion, Sherry.
Okay.
Okay. I would suggest the word revert, maybe.
Revert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let me. Okay. Sarv, did you have a comment?
No, that's it. I'll second Sherry's motion, and that's, that would do it.
You don't need to on a committee.
It'll become more explicit, and that'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay. For those committees which has been additional directors added as a result of the motion of such a date, of the motion dated, and we can look that up and insert
right,
it.
Right, right.
The quorum shall revert.
Okay.
Shall revert to the number in effect prior to those additions.
Right. Wow, Jack.
How do you like that?
You can go to the state legislature right now.
No, thank you. I thought that's what this was. I guess not. For those committees have seen additional directors added as a result of the motion dated blank, quorum shall revert to the number in effect prior to those additions. And then this would go to the PNB for approval.
Correct.
Okay. It'd be nice if we could just go to a vote. Is there any need for discussion? Mm-hmm. Does anyone have some thoughts or concerns? Okay, hearing none.
Call the question.
Okay.
All right.
Jack, why don't you call the names, and then I'll call them after that. I'll record them at the votes, and after that.
Are there any objections to it?
Yeah, are there any objections to the motion?
Pardon me, Jack, this is Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie.
Hi, sorry, I actually missed a little bit of the discussion leading up to this. Which committees have been having problems making quorum?
Government.
May I, Jack?
Sure, go ahead, Nia.
Okay. Well, audit, in all fairness, only one. But personnel and especially governance. Sarv is the chair, so I guess I should let him speak. You know, I should give him the respect, let him speak. That committee, we just cannot meet. And, you know, I love being on these conference calls every night, Monday through Friday. But it's very it's frustrating when I'm showing up, like I think Jack and most of the people, and then we don't make quorum. So it's audit only once, so I wouldn't count audit really. But it's personnel and governance.
Personnel, I think we had 3 dates in a row where we failed to make quorum. And even though my heart jumps a little and I do sing a happy song, you know, a bit, the fact that we're not accomplishing what we need to do, and we have quite a bit, it's not good.
And is it usually the same people who are absent?
Well, I don't want to.
Yes.
I don't want to identify somebody and say it's their fault. I mean, it's not that it's the new people that are at fault. It's just that numerically it creates a problem, and it's hard to say, well, you know, when you didn't have this problem before and then all of a sudden we're not making quorum, it's sort of come to that conclusion.
Yeah, Jamie has been missing a lot.
I'm not asking for names. I was just wondering if it would be worthwhile to gently who, if there are, you know, people who usually don't come, one might ask them, well, do you really want to be on this committee or not? But I have no objection to the motion. I'm curious.
Mary
Bird.
All right. I'm going to call on Mary, but then I think we need to go to a vote because we're at time.
Yes.
Any objections to it?
I will object. object if I'm the only, I won't cause a roll call if I'm the only objection, but I want to record my, that I do oppose that. It seems that you have two different standards of quorums for one set of some committees as opposed to others. I think it's not a very good idea, so I don't want to be, as I say, I will, if I'm the only one that objects, we can just say everybody agreed but me in the minutes.
But I hear you are.
And if there's more people, then I guess we'll have to take the road.
Is there anyone else that wishes to register an objection? I mean, that would like to vote no? Okay, I'll ask the secretary to please reflect this as a vote. I'm voting yes with the exception of Mary Burke.
Right. That's
okay, thank you very much. And we can move on. Agenda for in-person meeting in Washington, D.C., 30 minutes. Sherry, how do you want to take this?
Hello?
Sherry, are you there?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
All right. Oh, I wonder if I was not muted when I took that other call. Okay. I've gotten a few emails about the Washington, D.C. agenda, mainly asking when what was going to be on when. My plan is to begin the meeting at 10 o'clock on Friday the 19th, and adjournment of the meeting will be somewhere between 2 and 4 on Sunday, the 21st. Friday night is traditionally the 6 o'clock report from the local station, and then the local station is going to host a reception for the PNB at its offices. Ambrose, is that correct, or have you not been as involved as maybe AC and James Brown and the GM?
That's as far as I know.
Okay. That's the parameters. And my intention also, because some people have notified me that they may be arriving segments on Friday morning, that I'm trying to keep, because I think everybody has to be, we have to have 100% attendance to address all of the different financial issues that the network is facing. The entire day on Saturday will be devoted to one aspect or another of the finances, whether it's the individual component budgets that need approval, update on the loans, the national office collapse, other cost-cutting measures. My plan is to have the entire day devoted to that, including the presentation of litigation risk management and other issues, most recently highlighted by a very difficult situation that occurred at KPFA. But we have a lot of other stuff, and if people could share their ideas with me, I'm going to try to place things strategically for the fullest possible participation. I am going to calendar probably within 7 days another in-person, a phone meeting of the PMB to address outstanding issues from the last PMB meeting, and I'm not going to discuss it specifically because we're airing. It will be, at least part of it will be an executive session to complete the financial and personnel issues that we were grappling with at our last session. So what I think is people can suggest now or remind me that they have forwarded stuff that they want on the agenda, or any other ideas that you have that you think are critical, given the time frame that I have given you now. Okay, great.
Well, I'll call it myself. Was there somebody about to be recognized? Was that Sarv?
Okay, and I'm taking notes separately on this stuff now, guys, too, so I'm just going to leave my phone on speaker.
Sarv, why don't you go ahead?
Thank you. This is a kind of a general kind of topic. I think there are a couple of our stations that have a fairly good amount of you know, financial problems. And I think it'd be very, very productive if we could hear in an informal setting, maybe, so that we don't have to make any motions or anything like that, to request to the directors from that area to shed some light how we can, going forward here, how we can deal with some of the problems. I know that there's a lot of history behind them, but I think that sooner or later we have to involve the directors from that area so that they can make the rest of the board members aware, and maybe we can come towards some kind of a solution, or maybe on a path to finding it. You know, somewhere maybe an hour or so, you know, one from this station directors and the other from the other station directors, and, you know, share their thoughts and their feelings, and because these are, you know, some are endemic problems that have been going on, and I think it's a good idea to bring them out and share with other directors. Maybe we can get on the right path.
Jack, may I ask sort of a question?
Yeah, please, go ahead, Sherry.
What station are you? I mean, Tony Riddle is coming down from New York. WBM will be there. Just which other station did you think?
Well, KPFK is another one.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good one. So I think there are a couple of stations that, you know, maybe we have to. But I'm interested in, you know, having directors kind of share their thoughts, because they're the closest one to the problems. And
directors or managers?
Directors and managers too. If there's only one more manager we need to bring, I think we'll bring them over. But I think that underlying the economic financial problems, I think there are other problems that that are maybe more political in nature, or maybe some other contradictions, and maybe we can deal with them and sooner or later to resolve the financial crisis, you know, on an ongoing forward basis.
Like, so, what do you mean, Sarv?
I'm sorry?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean.
I'm saying that bring the directors, give them some time.
But what do you mean directors? You mean general managers, or we're
no,
all
our directors.
Directors.
The PNB directors.
PNB
directors.
PNB.
Give them some time.
Sherry. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Sarv is saying, you get it now. Everybody
now
gets what Sarv is saying?
Yes.
Okay.
You mean you want a special...
it's not a social thing. I'm saying...
I get it. You want time allotted on the agenda, perhaps with a facilitator.
You got it.
For the directors.
You know, facilitator would be whoever our chairs at the time. That's fine. You know, who chairs the meeting. That's, but give them some time so they can share with us ideas and their thoughts about the endemic problems and how we can, you know, what their vision is and what the board can do as a whole, as a collective body, and how we can assist them in the right places if we need to.
Okay.
So, so that's just one of my suggestions.
Okay.
That might, I'm going to call it myself. That might be an idea for Friday.
Yeah.
Because since we're starting early and some members aren't going to be present, we want to do important business, but we don't want, you know, to do something that's of the most critical importance when we know certain people can't be there. I'm not sure who won't be there Friday at 10,
I
imagine, Sherry, you have a better handle on that. I'd also like to, since we're on this topic of the general managers, it occurs to me that on the day that KPFK, the LSB, approved its budget with our general manager present, the board approved a motion that he should go to the next in-person national board meeting. But
Sean.
I don't know. Yeah, Sean. So I don't know how that becomes a reality. I think it was, discussed in terms of the budget line item for board expenses, which apparently in the station budgets is, generally speaking, the cost of sending people to the meetings. So the board approved that we should do that, but I'm not sure that anybody's taken any action on it. So, Sherry, if you'd like, I'll, you know, talk to you and Sean, and you can tell me what needs to happen, and we can create the right line of communication to make that happen.
Can you refresh my recollection about what surrounded that discussion exactly?
Yeah, well, I don't know because, you know, at a prior meeting, at the Houston meeting, we did not send all of the staff people, and that was a decision of the PND. When the LSB came up, you know, was going through its budget approval process, we came to the line item on board expenses, and it had been reduced to zero, I think, based on the premise that this was about transporting the staff to the meetings, and weren't going to do that, so therefore there wouldn't be any expenses. And the board passed a motion, the LSB, that Sean should go to the next in-person meeting, as I recall. So that's, you know, the wish of our LSB, but it doesn't have necessarily...
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily have the clout of the PMB behind it.
All right. Okay.
Bonnie to stack.
Okay, Bonnie.
Can we work backwards a little bit on this? Because I was at the Berkeley meetings when the last budgets were approved. And I believe you went two nights till midnight trying to get through budgets and did not succeed at that. On the national budget, WBAI budget, or the archives budget. So if this is when we have to approve budgets and we also have all of these other constraints upon us since we are dealing with a number of complex financial issues as well as others, I would really like us to look at our time working back from Sunday and see how we think we're going to accomplish all of this. Because I'm just imagining that we're not going to get there.
Well, does anyone have a suggestion? I have an idea. It seems to me, Sherry, that you're proposing we spend all Saturday on finances. Would it make sense to rather focus on the budget approval, which then encompasses all any decision that would be made, I would imagine?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah. Who was that?
Sherry. I intended for finances to include budget approval.
Yeah.
But Bonnie's saying that an 18-hour day isn't sufficient.
I don't think it was managed last time. And I think
I was there.
That was the bulk,
yeah,
of the discussion in Berkeley, mm-hmm, was the budget.
I was there, and it was dragging on, and it was very unproductive.
Well, we have Frontier now, right? We have the Frontier. No, I'm just kidding.
We have an outstanding chair, so I have tremendous confidence that we're going to...
Aren't three of the budgets already vetted, two are vetted and approved? And
yeah, that
one,
like to me.
Yeah, NFC didn't quite get the case. It's been approved. It's been vetted by the national office, so that makes three.
Okay. So
the problems will probably be BAI and maybe PRA. I don't know. How is that coming?
The national office.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If all of Saturday is devoted to finances, and if the goal is to approve a budget, when? By Saturday night, Sherry?
I would
9
hope
p.m.
so.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, this is Jamie. Can you hear me?
Yes.
No.
Okay, sorry, I was muted.
Okay. Are you seeking recognition, Jamie?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I wanted to respond to Bonnie's comment.
Okay, Jamie, I'm going to call on you then.
Fantastic. Bonnie, are you suggesting that we start the finance/budget discussion earlier, like on Friday, so that there's more time if it drags on?
Is it okay if I answer?
Sure, go ahead, Bonnie.
We're being formal here.
yes, we are.
I'm actually not suggesting anything. I'm just mentioning something that I viewed as a very frustrating and non-productive situation that happened last year. And I don't think it helped us to not be able to get to those budgets, and they never got picked up again for a year.
Right. Right.
So I'm in a bit of a quandary about it, Jamie, because, frankly, I'm wrestling myself with how I'm going to get there on Friday and when I'm going to get there, because I have to decide whether to miss doing the first day of Fun Drive on Thursday.
Well, is there enough time on Sunday that, if as one suspects that Saturday won't accomplish all it's supposed to, that we could complete that task on Sunday, or would that interfere with other pressing issues?
May I ask a
Go ahead, Sherry.
What I could talk to the chair of National Finance, and if we have 7 budgets to approve, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there are budget, I'm pretty sure Archives is not done. On Saturday, we have the National Office restructuring, or whatever the plan is called for National Office.
Sherry, I'm concerned. Is this are we in public session?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we have a lot of what I was thinking of. What about late, like at 1 o'clock on Friday for the budgets? I think there'll be 2 of them that would be relatively easy. That we put those on somewhere around from 2 to 6.
That's a good idea.
To dispose of those that we think are easier, and that have been fully vetted by National and Finance, gone back and then come back, established. And that would leave us 5, plus I could also, on Friday, part of Finance is litigation management and mitigation. And I was thinking of putting litigation on Friday for the report back, even though, it sort of impacts everything, including policies and procedures that are or are not implemented, our financial well-being. So there's so much on our plate, and there's 2.5 days. But maybe we could do 2 of the easier budgets on Friday and a legal narrative. And then litigation reduction or management, along with the other financial issues, on Saturday.
Point of information.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I'm going to call on Bonnie first, and then Sarah.
And then Wendy.
Bonnie. I just have a procedural question.
Yes?
If we were to set budget approval on Friday, does that mean we're actually voting on those budgets on Friday?
Yeah.
Then.
Or. We could have the board fully vet the budgets and then hold off on final voting to do them all at once, or for Sunday or late in the day Saturday. But we have to get the work done on looking at the ones that are in ready for us to consider.
Okay, Bonnie, does that answer your question?
Yeah, could I just ask Wendy and whoever, Sarv or whomever wants to respond, for those who were on the board in other years, it was my impression that often that was what was done, was that you waited on votes until Sunday. Is that not true or true?
Wendy, would you like to respond?
Yeah, I don't necessarily remember that. I think it's more traditionally like you didn't get it done on Saturday, so you do it on Sunday. I mean, I don't remember ever, holding them all and then voting all at once, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Okay. Sarv, do you have a response?
Well, I think it was either way. I think it was both. Sometimes we did, we've approved it right there. Sometimes we just wait for the whole thing. So.
Yeah, I was going to suggest blocking out time allotments for each of the 7 budgets, and then have each segment come to a resolution, and then vote the whole thing, I guess. Ambrose, are you still on the line? I think I might have heard somebody drop off. It might have been Ambrose.
Okay, Bonnie, if that answers your question with a, I guess, further uncertainty, I'm going to call on Sarv. Okay, Sarv, you had a comment?
Wendy hasn't spoken, so go ahead. She can go ahead and ask.
Okay, Wendy, go ahead.
Okay, were we still on the subject also of deciding whether we wanted to invite the KPFK manager?
We sort of left it without any resolution.
Okay, I would sort of put in a plug for that since no one's ever met him on the PNB, I mean, except for you guys from L.A. I kind of think that's a good idea, but... And the other ones have been in place for a while, but, you know, I'll go either way. But I just wanted everybody to keep in mind that Friday, I don't know how many people you're talking about, Sherry, that are going to be coming in on Friday at different times, but Friday is really our – we have so much executive session stuff to do. We really need to try and do that at the times when normal people are at work anyway and wouldn't be expecting to come to a public PNB meeting. And whatever we decide to do, we need to make sure that the agenda is very publicized because we always run into that where people come to listen and participate in the meeting and then they're stuck outside a closed door. And you know, we know why. I mean, things come up and things get changed around. But whatever we do, I want us to publicize it. And so anyway, I just... you know, some of the financial stuff we have to do is stuff we need to work out in executive session, and some of it is very, very public. And so I don't think it will take, you know, 10 hours of Saturday to do the public parts of approving the budgets. The way it usually works is that there's, like, one that's a problem, and that becomes a discussion that then sometimes it'll, you know, people say, well, this has to be further worked out in executive session or whatever. I want us to keep in mind that what always happens is that there becomes a need for an executive session on Sunday as well. So, and that's best to do early in the morning. So those are just my comments. And really, I guess probably it's kind of late now, but I would say as chair, we should have probably tried to tell people to make sure and book the latest flights they can on Sunday, but we didn't, so we can tell them now because they probably all haven't booked.
We can still tell them for people that haven't.
Yeah, I haven't, so I'm going to try and get a pretty late flight.
All right, Wendy, then we don't need to tell you.
Yeah, don't tell me.
Okay, keep it under your hat. Sarv, want to go ahead?
Yeah, I think that the litigation situation, I think, is really, really important. And I think this time, you know, we want to hear maybe a little more than just this short narrative so we can get to the bottom of these things. Because some of these litigation matters have been going on for so long. And even the substance is gone, they're still fighting them. And I think we ought to get to the bottom of it as quickly as possible and really get the details of a little in-depth kind of a see what we can do about them. So I'd like to spend more time this time on litigation matters, if it's possible.
Okay. Do you think we can do the litigation on Friday at 10? Or?
I'm just sending Dan an email to see what time he's going to arrive.
Yeah. There's also a critical item, the personnel committee will meet on September 10th. I mean, not personnel. Audit committee will meet, I think it's September 10th, to vote on an auditor recommendation. And let me see. I have to get my calendar on.
What are you checking for, Jack? Sorry.
Is that the 10th? Isn't that the 10th? September 10th, we're going to audit committee meet, Nia?
Yes. Yes.
Unless we squeeze in a teleconference, we'll need to bring that to the PNB in D.C. And that's something that, you know, is pretty critical. I mean, it's critical. And personnel committee is hoping to have a draft CFO job description. Now that could, you know, that could open a can of worms in terms of time. You know,
our boards love to tinker with words and get into all kinds of stuff. So it may be, if we're concerned about not completing the budget, it may be a good idea to schedule that for Sunday. And then if we don't, you know, if we're really pressed for time, we could move it to a teleconference, a special teleconference dedicated to that purpose. And there's a possibility personnel may not have it ready by then, but we're trying.
Jack and Nia?
Yes.
Okay, Wendy,
yes.
Go ahead.
Is there really a reason why the PMB would have to vote on the auditor at an in-person meeting? Is there anything contentious? Are they coming to be interviewed by the PMB or anything like that?
Jack?
You want me to answer? No, it's just that I think the timing was to make sure that we have an auditor selected by the in-person meeting.
It seems to me like something that we could do on the phone.
Yeah, I don't see why we couldn't, but I'm just raising it as an item of serious business that's coming up.
Sure.
Sherry.
Jack.
Yeah.
Nia.
All right, I'm going to call on Sherry and then Nia.
Well, you know, I just wanted to know when you guys were going to make your selection, because I could put it on the agenda for the next. I agree with Wendy that it's not really necessary to do this in person, as long as it's been fully vetted through a committee that met and reviewed, you know, a sufficient number of people.
Yeah.
So if Nia or Jack, or if you're on the audit committee, but I think Nia's the head of that committee, Nia, if you would tell me, you know, when that decision would be made, I could since calendar that. I could coordinate the next phone meeting to that.
Okay. Nia, you want to respond?
Okay. Let me just say, it's not that the PNB votes on the auditor. Ever since I've been around, the PNB has never voted on who the auditor is. The audit committee is the body that votes on the person, and we present the auditor. What normally happens in September is that the auditor gets introduced at the in-person meeting.
Oh.
That's normally what happens. And the audit committee, yes, we will be meeting on the 10th, and we should have a decision. So that would be great, Sherry. I like your idea. If we could schedule, well, just to notify you, I don't know if we want to fly the person out to D.C.
No.
I don't see where that's necessary. I mean, you know. But,
Wendy, please.
Nia, are you through?
No, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go on. Go ahead.
So we will have the name. It's a matter of notifying the PNB, and that's it. There's nothing for anybody to vote on, the PNB to vote on.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. All right. Wendy, go ahead.
I guess what we would have to do is to look at the motion that asked the audit committee to look for a new auditor and see if it said that. Traditionally, we don't. The PNB makes decisions. We don't have committees that make decisions. So it's possible that we can do a special thing where we give power to committee to do something like that. I don't think it's going to be contentious no matter what. I think the PNB will accept the audit committee's choice. The way I understood it is just that they would investigate and we would all vote on it. But either way, the way it's worked traditionally is the PNB meets the auditor after the audit is done. Well, we've had the same auditor for 5 years, so I don't really know what happened before that. But you know that the national board nor the audit committee or anybody picked the one we had last. They were chosen by the ED and the CFO, I believe. But anyway, so now we're picking our own auditor. I just want to remind everybody that the auditor works for the board, not for anybody else. And so, but the way it had been done in the past, they come to us when the audit is finished and present it. I'd love to meet the auditor. I don't know that we need to.
Yeah, I'm... Okay, yeah, I'm a little unclear about what authority committees have to actually hire somebody. I guess what you're saying, Nia, is that the audit committee makes a recommendation and then the ED or the CFO is hiring that person. But anyway, I'm going to call on IFIA.
I just want to affirm the concerns that that Wendy articulated and urge that we maintain and respect the principle that no committee does the hiring, that it's the board, particularly in light of the fact that the auditor not only works for the board, but that we're in a very critical and fragile situation at this point in time, and transparency and full participation is critical to the acceptance of personnel and product.
What?
Could I get back on the stack, please?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and respond, Nia?
Yeah. I understand what the proprietary director said, but like I said, because it has always been Russ Wisdom, I've been the chair for 2 years, and prior to that, I know that's the way it has been done. Actually, the chair prior to me is on the committee, and she confirms that. It's not that Russ Wisdom would just be presented, because, Jack, you're also on the committee. As you know, last year we interviewed three people, and Russ Wisdom was chosen again. So it's of the people that we interview, then we choose one. So are we now saying that I have to get them to come for an interview with the entire board now? Because I would need to arrange that. So please let me know.
Well, let me respond. I was on the committee last year, but as an LSB member, and so I wasn't necessarily following what course our decision, followed after we made it. So I don't know exactly how the PNB handled that or did not handle it. You seem to be saying the PNB didn't play any role, that the committee made a decision and then that person was hired. That's interesting.
Chairman, this is Sarv.
Okay, Sarv, do you have some information?
Yeah, I want to want to go to the bylaws a little bit and see what the function of the audit committee is. And I can read it directly to you if you'd like me to do that.
Okay, go ahead and read it, Sarv.
Audit committee.
I move to extend for 10 minutes.
Is there any objection to extending by 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none, we have 10 more minutes, Madam Timekeeper. Okay, go ahead, Sarv.
Okay, this is what the bylaws say. An audit committee which shall oversee the annual audit of the foundation's books and shall not include finance committee members. That's it. That's the function of the audit committee. So, seems to me that the audit committee has, we have given them the authority to go ahead and do things.
This is Wendy.
That's what the bylaws say. Unless there's a contrary somewhere else, we pass a resolution of some kind that I'd like to see.
We may want to clarify this either through research or through a board resolution. Okay, I'm going to call on Wendy. Go ahead.
Okay. From what I've read, I didn't read in there that the committee selects the auditor, but there could be differing interpretations, of course. I don't remember the audit committee choosing auditor last year, but it wasn't on my radar, but... I just have to say that I think that the chair should remind chairs of committees to publicize the meetings that they're having with their committees at least to the PNB when they include it in their committee announcement, because I just sort of happened to stumble upon the interview of the auditors last week, especially since the PNB should be very interested. I missed a lot of the first one because I didn't know about that meeting, so I think that would be really helpful. One thing I noticed listening to the meeting on the internet was that there were for most of the time there were five members of the audit committee on the call listening to the auditor interviews. There, I understand that there were a couple of people that had come on earlier, and so it was perfectly fine to keep going on with the meeting even though there wasn't really quorum, but to have that committee that only includes five PNB members and 10 LSB members and only five or six or seven of the whole thing was there, choose the auditor, it doesn't seem really appropriate. It really needs to go to the whole PNB. Our committee doesn't have any power by itself. And I think
Jack, could I have a point of personal privilege, please, Jack?
Okay, but wait a minute. Did I hear Jamie asking to be put on the stack?
It was Mary Bird.
No, you didn't.
No.
It was Mary Bird.
No, it was Mary and Sherry and Nia. Okay, go ahead, Nia.
Okay. First of all, the five people are not going to choose the auditors. What's going to happen, the rest of the committee members have been instructed to listen to the archives, and to the archive rather, and come prepared on the 10th. So no five members are going to make the decision, just to correct that. The other thing is, I mean, I do agree that I guess chairs should start notifying all PNB members that there's going to be a meeting. I mean, I would be more than happy to do that. That's fine with me. You know, so, but I'm just saying, that's not normal practice. I know now with finance, because of the precarious position that the foundation is in, that Mike does that. If people would like for me to notify them, I would be more than happy to do that. But that's not a requirement as far as I know.
All right. I just want to say that I seem to recall some sort of restriction in the bylaws, probably based on corporate code, that committees should not enter into contracts without a resolution of the board. But I don't think that's what would be happening. I think that the audit committee would make a recommendation and then a staff person would do the hiring, similar to when the elections committee recommended a vendor. That proposal was rejected, and the ED went ahead and contracted with the national election supervisor on his own without any board action whatsoever. So I think maybe, Nia, what you're saying is that the audit committee has followed that path. Anyway, so I do have a stack. So, Mary, you're next.
Yeah, I was on the audit committee for a number of years, and we have indeed had Ross. We were trying to, and we had begun to feel we need to look for another auditor. But the process, and, you know, we didn't get to that far along until this year to actually find different candidates. But there is, Jack, you're right, I don't have it on the top of my finger, but there is idea that there has been laws that the board has passed such that contract amounts or certain amounts over a certain amount are approved by the coordinating committee or by the whole board, various things of that sort. So, yeah, there are such things that we would be doing that. But
Jack, could you kindly add me to the
do further research on it if we want.
Okay. All right, I have you, Nia. I have Sherry and then Nia. Was there anyone else? Okay, Sherry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Jack, before you proceed, would you have Mary restate, because I was having problems with my phone?
Oh. Okay, Mary, could you recapitulate your comment?
Okay, basically it was two things. For the one thing, yes, the audit committee would be looking at the selection of an auditor. It has not really come up to the full board, but the audit committee was, at which I was on for several years, were discussing starting a few years back, the need for the advisability of looking whether we should want to find a different person. So it would be within the purview of the audit committee, as has been the pattern and practice. And the other thing is that Jack mentions that there are legislations or resolutions, whatever you want to call it, to the effect that the board does approve contracts over a certain amount. There are several things of this sort. The board does have something to say about these things. The committee would normally make its recommendations. In this case, when the audit committee finds their person, they would recommend that person. The board would agree, and then the actual hire would proceed from by the ED and so forth. That's been the custom previous.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mary. I'm just going to interject in defense of the audit committee interviews, which I think was perfectly legitimate process. We had agreed upon questions so that, in essence, it didn't make that much difference who was on the teleconference because the same questions would have been asked in sequence. And as far as the interviews go, they were on a public stream, which is now archived, which can be listened to by the entire PNB. And I think it would be a mistake to interview these people and then have the full PNB interview them, unless there was some specific reason why that needed to happen. Otherwise, it's utterly redundant, and they should, you know, disband the audit committee and just let the PNB do it from here on out. Yeah, we've encountered that in other processes where a committee does a certain amount of work and then their work is presented to the board and you know, I don't know if I would say disrespectful, but it sort of seems redundant to then have another interview process. But I go back to my stack. I have Sherry and then Mia.
And Wendy.
And Wendy.
I'm going to echo what Jack said. My understanding, they make a recommendation. If the foundation functions so that committees meet, then they do a lot of work, then they vet something, then they send it to us, then we duplicate the work. It paralyzes the foundation, and I actually don't think the foundation functions that well to begin with. And things that require immediate attention or urgent attention or regular attention get so bogged down going back and forth and in they're just tied up forever in layers of a maze that is astounding. I've gotten regular reports from NIA, not on who the candidates were, but the progress of the committees in identifying and putting out the bid for proposals, receiving proposals from auditors, vetting the list of people and candidates, culling it down to the two people, a report back about what the chair of the audit committee believed the opinion of committee members was or their decision in terms of those final two or three candidates. And if the board now is going to do anything but take their recommendation absent some shocking October surprise, I'm going to be pretty upset about it.
Okay, Sherry, you through? All right. Calling on Mia, then I have... Okay, Mia, go ahead, and I have a few after Wendy, then. Mia, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I really don't want to prolong this, but it's really funny that between you, Jack, and Sherry, both of you said what I was going to say. So I will not reiterate, but just maybe we could rewind what you guys said. You said exactly what
okay.
I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, Wendy?
Okay, I never for a minute suggested that we do the interviews over again. I think the audit committee is doing a great job. I think it's a very slippery slope when we start having committees be entering into contracts the purpose of the committees is to vet things out in greater detail. Then they bring it back to the board, and the board should respect their work and approve it. I don't see any problem with voting up whatever their choice for auditor is. It's just if we start going down the path where we start having committees making the decisions, then it becomes not. It's the board is no longer. What's the use for the board? Why not just choose a couple of people who are lucky enough to get elected and have them do whatever they want? Now, I will say in all defense of the audit committee that it's people do not, you know, fight to get onto the audit committee, and we appreciate everything that you guys do. But we can't go changing the whole structure of the way the committees work and who's actually answerable for what the committees do, the National Board should approve the choice for their auditor, and that's it. If not, the other thing is, when we assign a task to a committee, we can say, you now we empower the committee to make the final decision. But I don't believe we did that in this case, and it's not up to this committee to decide then what the course of action is. The traditional way to do it is the committee does the work, the PNB approves it.
Okay.
Jack, a point of order, please, Jack. A point
of order.
I
even mean the legal way to do it. I don't even mean traditional.
Okay. Nia, please state your point of order.
Okay. I hope it's a point of order. Since we're on a live stream, I do not want anybody to get the impression that the audit committee is entering into a contract. What we're doing is that we are making a selection. That's quite different from getting into a contract. We're not signing any contracts. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Not quite a point of order, but anyway, Afia, go ahead.
Sherry was said a bunch of information and exchanges that had gone on, and so I'm wondering if that same information was sent to the PMB members, and I just overlooked it, or it hasn't been sent, and we can expect to receive it so that we can make an informed decision when we are presented with the recommendations of the audit committee. That's one. And the second thing I would say that we'd be reminded of the fact that democracy is messy.
Wait, I don't
know. Thank you.
Sophia.
So if I could have an answer to my first question, I would appreciate it.
I didn't get one.
Okay, who was that addressed to?
Sherry.
Was that Sherry or to Nia?
Or Nia, either one.
Or Nia.
But I guess
okay.
I can. You know what, Nia? I can answer it.
Sherry, go ahead. Okay.
I'm not sure what you're asking for, Afia, but as chair, I regularly send out communication to the different chairs to make sure that the committee work is being conducted and they confirm that they're having meetings or that the process is moving along. So I'm not asking them, unless the email requires it, to send me a report. And if they did, then it would have been circulated to the entire board.